Hello Mzanzi, welcome to another episode of the Farmers Inside Track podcast. My name is Duncan Masiwa and I'm your host for this episode. We are continuing our series on the South African Wine Industry Professional Body, a program that highlights the skills of hardworking wine industry workers and helps boost their careers, recognizing their vital contributions. Let's have a listen to this interview featuring another mover and shaker in South Africa's wine industry. Hello, South African wine lovers. My name is Duncan Masiwa, and welcome back to another episode of the South African Wine Industry Professional Body, also known as SAWIP. If you don't know, it's a groundbreaking initiative spearheaded by South Africa Wine, and it is the first of its kind for the wine industry. And if you're ready to take your wine career to the next level, you definitely want to listen closely. We've been exploring how this initiative will not only impact South Africa's wine industry, but also how you can get involved. Now, today we have the pleasure of speaking with Ruth Feo, a seasoned veteran of the wine industry with 9 years of experience under her belt. Now, Ruth's journey in the wine world has been nothing short of a roller coaster ride filled with challenges and triumphs that have only fueled her motivation and determination. Now, throughout her tenure in the industry, Ruth has been fortunate to have the support of invaluable mentors who have guided her along the way. She has seized every opportunity for personal and professional growth, attending training sessions and courses like the Regional Information Day and the Business in Wine course offered by Vinpro. Ruth's dedication to the industry extends beyond her own career aspirations. She actively contributes to the advancement of the industry as a member of the SAWIP Primary Production Department, where she helps recognize and elevate the contributions of long-standing industry workers. With her passion for the wine industry and her commitment to its growth, Ruth is poised to make a lasting impact on the future of South African wine. Ruth, it is lovely having you here today and chatting with you. I think it's the first time that you and I are able to engage this way. So welcome.
Thank you, Duncan. Thank you, everyone. It's first of all, it sounds like I was a celebrity there now. thank you for that very good introduction, and thank you. I'm privileged, first of all, to be here today, and for the main reason for why I'm here today, and I'm looking forward for what I have to say that will contribute towards the future of the board.
Yeah, let's start with your roller coaster ride in the wine industry. A lot of people might not know who you are and what your journey looks like. Tell us how your journey in the wine industry began and how that has unfolded over the years.
Sure, like you said, it's almost 9 years that I've been in the industry. I started my journey in 2015 when I formed part of the Pinot Thoughts Youth Development Academy. It's an academy that's established in the Stellenbosch, who assist and help disadvantaged young people to enter the wine industry. Ever since I've been part of the academy, my first time being there, or for the first month, we did the viticulture course. It was part of our first set of the program. Okay. And then we had, I will never forget, there was a lecturer called Mr. James Sowerby. And when he was doing his course while we all were sitting there, I was very interested in about how everything has started, just as the viticulture side of it.
The beginning
part of it. And because it was just a short part of the program, after the 18 months or the year, it finished, I was like, I want to learn more. I want to be part of this. And ever since that day, it started off in that lecture room that I said, I want to go further to study viticulture. And then, but while I was there, I got there was opportunity for me to do internship at the Bosman Adama. It's in Wellington, and they offered me that the position as an intern. But you, Duncan, you know, I can't even say how I was very determined to be part of to be there at the Bosman team, because I literally went to put my CV in, and I went straight to the reception, and I told them, can I speak to the CEO of Bosman? I want to start off my journey, and unfortunately he wasn't there that time that he did. But I was like, I'm gonna keep on coming and coming, and that was for me my first of being able to go to the farm and literally want to give my CV. And yeah, it started off like that since that time, yes.
When I mentioned that you are determined, that's definitely an example of your determination. With all the courses you did and the experience that you've built up, what specific skills or expertise would you say have you developed throughout your career that you believe are most valuable?
Your being part, specifically in wine industry, it's the skill for me was just building good relationships. I think networking, being part of a group of amazing people within the wine industry who really want to share the knowledge with you. I think that being for me the best of being part of it and the welcoming of it. And also just surround yourself with people like-minded like yourself who really wants to, for example, wants you to be where they already are. If you know what I mean, in that way. So I think that was part of me, one of the best that I could have experienced throughout. Yes.
Yeah. You're the viticulturist at Adama Wines, and hopefully by now you've met the CEO.
yeah, definitely, yeah.
What does your everyday day look like at Adama Wines?
So, with Adama Wines, like, I'm the viticulturist, so every day is like you have to do like a lot of visiting on farms. So we have a lot of producers who is in different regions, from in Portugal area, Swartland, that side, and then Worcester, and also here in the Wellington area. So my job is literally to go and procure grapes from the different farm producers. That's what I'm saying, relationship building is part of my everyday job, because for me is to go out there and get the best of quality that her wine collection, that is a brand that falls under Adama Wines, needs to get to make the best product. And being a woman out there, it's not an easy task. It's not an easy task, but it's also the determination of what I want to be in the passion I have for it as well. So, like I said, it's difficult decisions that needs to be made. It's difficult engagements that you have to have with producers, but it's all about what you want as a company and the product you want, that also they assist you or help you towards to get it. So yeah, that is it's difficult. It's every day to go out there and be the best of what you can be, but also think about the bigger part of the company or the brand that needs to be in the steps.
You know, you talk about challenges, you know, starting from a place where you knew absolutely nothing about wine and viticulture to now playing such an important part in the quality of a brand, being Adama Wines, doing the work that you do. What has been some of the challenges in your journey in the wine industry?
I must say, like I've mentioned to you, I think when I go to a farm and I have to put myself out there now as this young woman in the early 30s to go out there and have engagement with producers, I think it's that about. Not that you say the resistance side of will this the producer give you the grace because of your in the things that I need to tell them to do, and not just tell them, but also in the manner of how you do it. So I think that is always for me that confidence, that self confidence. It's been part of my everyday thing that I need to take into it. Said I have to do it. It's part of my job, but it's always that when you go there and you have to do it, then it's like you have feel a bit of the self-confidence is not there. Yeah. So it's to build it throughout the journey. So that is well, that is the challenge. Yeah.
Now, of course, you're part of the SAWAP structure. Mm. Tell us a bit about your role and your participation there. What exactly do you get up to there?
So when I was asked to be part of it and to volunteer for it, I thought that is literally something that I want to be part of. It was because of how I've started my journey and to be, and I'm part of the primary production team. Mm. So the primary production team is literally from the groundwork to assist the farm worker, from farm worker to vineyard supervisor to all the different steps that you need to eventually for that person to be the absolute best of the specialist, the agricultural specialist. So I've been able throughout my journey, I've started it off. So for me to be part of this primary production, to be a member, is also to give back to the farm workers who have started this journey and to mentor them and to guide them and to assist them. So that is one of my, the biggest that it inspires me, but also now what I can do to give back in how I started, to assist them, to help them, to mentor them as well on our farms, but also on different other platforms of the industry. So, and also because I'm so passionate about training and development as well, I think that form part of what I want to do within the industry. I think that will also add more value because I feel that way and to want to give that to the people.
Your passion for people and wanting to invest and sort of carry over the knowledge and expertise that you've built over the years and give it to someone else, it kind of sounds like what motivated you to be a part of the SAWAP structure.
Definitely that, yes.
How do you believe your contribution will impact the industry as a whole?
Yeah, I think with this start off with this SAWAP, and this is the beginning of change for the next generation of people entering, and also not for them, but also the people who have worked in cellars on work on farm for many, many years, but didn't have the opportunity actually to add much more value as what they should. Because I've worked with people when I started my journey with 30 years experience and plus, but they never been recognized in a certain way what they're supposed to be recognized in. So for myself, I feel if I can give that type of contribution to them and to add that type of value for them, the world will be a much better place. And also the wine industry will be a much better place in that regard, that I'm actually looking forward to be part of. And I want to say, I want more people to enter this world, to be part of this amazing value chain or the startup that's about to happen within the industry.
It's definitely a beautiful initiative to be a part of. What advice would you offer to individuals who are interested in pursuing a career in viticulture or primary production?
I would say come join the party. I would definitely say, If you're a person who want to believe in science, you want to see the value that you can add in the wine industry, I would say for that young person who's starting off the journey and want to be part of, say, the viticulture, what could study hard, being part of it, enter and do applications in terms of to go in to further your education. But also, I would say, It's a roller coaster ride, but also if you want to and you're really into it, you can absolutely do it. And yeah, so that is my advice for the next generation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 9 years of experience in the industry, how do you see the wine industry 10 years from now? And what do you hope would you have been able to contribute to that evolving landscape?
I would definitely say that the people and more the black-owned brands that made more upcoming, that the amazing transformation to be taking place. People have their own land, people to have their own vineyards, people to have it, all of that. I think that is what I'm looking forward to. And hopefully I will still be here to see it. And yeah, I think next 10 years. So yeah, I would definitely would say that more of it.
Well, there you have it. Ruth Puero, viticulturalist at Adama Wines. The sustainability of the wine industry is not just about the vineyards and the environment. But it's also about recognizing and investing in the human capital that drives it. This initiative aims to enhance the skills, knowledge, and professional growth of those working within the industry, and ultimately ensuring a thriving and sustainable future. Where there is wine, there's an enormous amount of progressive thinking. So stay tuned as we delve in deeper into this exciting journey. And that's a wrap. Join me again next time as we dive deep into the South African wine industry professional body. Remember to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform so you never miss any of our episodes. From me, Duncan Masiwa, our technical producer, Megan van der Vent, and the rest of hashtag Team Food for Mzansi, thanks for listening.